Well, hello today. Steve Reeve here of Mixed Mornings with Steve and Elizabeth. If you happen to miss the shows throughout the week, we are going to recap the very, very best of the best every week right here on the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Get every single daily catch up, get all of our bits and material and all the funnies in between, and you could even be a part of the show, of the podcast. Give us a call any weekday morning, 780-791-1037. Tell us what's on your mind.
It took a long time and a lot of work, but we found the funniest moments from last week's Mixed Morning Show.
Happy Monday. This is the first full week for myself.
Yeah.
In probably at least a month, so it's going to be hard to adapt.
It's kind of daunting a little bit. I don't know how far Friday seems, but
I handle that one extra day.
It's not just you though. Obviously, it's not just you. It's not just me. But like, I feel this is the true first Monday of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's actually really back to reality, and
back to school.
There goes gravity. So totally, everything's back in session now. Absolutely everything. And we're just past the Golden Globes now, which means it's officially like
award season, which is one of my favorite seasons just after Christmas.
Yeah. And they gave us a lot to talk about last night. Holy cow. But that's not all we're going to be getting into today. Don't worry. It's not going to be just the Golden Globe show. We're also, we got a ton coming up. I mean, school news returns with the school classes, and it's just 1 week away from our big announcements. It's exciting. So, anniversary, 10th anniversary times in 1 week. And that means that we get to finally spill the beans about all kinds of cool stuff and tell you how you get to get involved by maybe winning some stuff. I don't know. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to it.
Find out.
Time for your daily catch up. Ready to get you ready for the day. Starting off with the first major rocket launch of 2018. It belongs to Elon Musk's SpaceX company. The event is set to be mostly live streamed from Cape Canaveral as it occurs on Sunday. And the somewhat secretive mission is called Zuma.
Is it because of how fast the rocket has to Zuma to get into orbit?
I'm gonna call an audible. Yes. Absolutely yes.
The movement has been adopted by more than 60 cities now, but the original No Pants subway ride just had its 17th year in New York City yesterday.
Which means that today is the 17th year of crews actually cleaning the New York City subways.
Seats, so especially.
Good for them.
Mm.
Little Clorox.
Today's a great day to ride the subway.
And while the Golden Globes were live last night, the real color of the evening was black in solidarity with the twin Me Too and Time's Up movements.
Which was a wonderful movement. It meant something to so many women in the world, and extra money for all the stylists who were told to forget everything and find a black dress nobody else has. All different. Didn't see the same ones.
Except for the, except for the list of the women. I can't believe it. I shouldn't be surprised, but the list of women who did not wear black, because of course, people have made lists of the women who did not wear black. Oops. Do you think maybe
defeating
it's because some of them forgot?
Again, we're not supposed to attack women.
It seems the Golden Globes aftermath, everybody's talking about the speech from Oprah. We're going to get to it. I actually really, really, really loved what Seth did at the beginning. I know that it was a night for the ladies, with the solidarity and everybody wearing black, and it really did mark kind of like a change in tone in Hollywood awards season, period.
And he was in a very tricky situation.
Yeah.
How are you going to address all the scandals that have happened in the last 3 months?
I think he did it perfectly. I mean, this isn't all that he had to say. It was a nice long opening, and every bit of it just as funny as the last joke, but here's some of the best parts.
Good evening, ladies and remaining gentlemen. I'm Seth Meyers, and I'll be your host tonight. Welcome to the 75th annual Golden Globes, and Happy New Year, Hollywood. It's 2018, marijuana is finally allowed, and sexual harassment finally isn't. By the way, a special hello to hosts of other upcoming award shows who are watching me tonight, like the first dog they shot into outer space. The first time in 3 months, it won't be terrifying to hear your name read out loud. Did you hear about Willem Dafoe? Oh, God, no. He was nominated. Don't do that. Don't do that.
The best of the Mix Morning Show on today's best music, Mix 103.7.
The special guests in the studio here, some very energetic and up guests for this early in the morning, all to do with a new campaign, a new mission, a new challenge to keep the resolutions and goals for the year, goats from the partying and all the excess from the holidays, and now it's really tough, and New Year's resolutions have already started being broken. Already.
I never made one because I break them right away. So I know. I still eat chocolate bars for breakfast.
We have the guys in studio to inspire us, though. So every day better. Jeff and Stu, tell us, what is every day better?
Every day better is just basically our chance to hold ourselves accountable to some goals that we set. I mean, we all know that we give up on goals sometimes a little too easy. And I'm in my mid-30s where all my friends around me just seem to always be complaining about things. And really, we are our biggest obstacle. So this is no more excuses, no more nothing. This is getting to it, crushing goals, and just doing it every single day.
So you're making it really public. You're posting your resolutions on YouTube, right?
Yeah, you got it. We've got a YouTube channel, and every single day for the whole year, believe it or not, we're going to be adding something else, as if our life wasn't hard enough already.
And is this just your challenges, or are you putting out these challenges to the public as well?
We're really hoping that other people are motivated to join in. I mean, they don't have to do the same challenges as us, but I mean, even if someone picks one thing and they do just that one challenge every day for a year, that's a huge, huge win. So we're inspiring anyone just to come up with their own things.
That's like the Jerry Seinfeld thing. Write a joke every day, even if it's not a good joke, but write a joke every day, right?
Yeah, every day, one little thing, you know, and the whole point of this mission is if you take one of the little tips or challenges we're doing for ourselves and you take it, that's awesome. That's a plus. We want to give you 365 of them to choose from and take from it what you will, but we're going to commit to you that we're going to do these things every day, and you can follow right along with us.
And it's also a website and YouTube channel where you can check out what Jeff and Stu are doing. Now, Jeff, one of the big questions, I'm sure, like the first questions people would have is, you're putting all this energy and this effort into it, and how do you guys benefit? What are you and Stu getting out of things?
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the challenges you'll see, like, I plan on donating over $5,000 community, as well as do 100 hours of community service. So, I mean, it's not all for us. I mean, this is a gauntlet of challenges that we're going to try to knock out of the park.
I find it's really true. Every little bit does help, right? You guys are going hard into it, but if you inspire a few people to, like, you know, maybe somebody adds $500 to local charity somehow this year, and then they tell two friends, and they tell two friends. It's just a cumulative reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's just making those positive changes. You know, a lot of these little tips and tricks, like there's a lot of financial little tips that, you know, over the years is the simple things. Like one of the latest challenges is no more retail. You know, we spend money on all this crap we don't need. You know, we're on Amazon, we're shopping, we're buying all these little things and we don't need it. And imagine how much money you could save at the end of a year if you just made conscious decisions about your purchases and just focused on really, you know, saving up and you know, using your money for the right things. You could have a massive amount of money at the end of the year. We all know it. We all spend money on stuff we don't need every single day to really help out and point you in the right direction.
So if people want to check you guys out and find some of these resolutions and challenges, where do they go?
Just go to YouTube and type in Everyday Better, all one word, or go to Facebook and type in Everyday Better, all one word.
And get to know Stu and Jeff.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. I mean, the feedback so far has been great. I've got coworkers that have started working out. I've got people humbling to hear the feedback so far, and we really hope that everyone goes out and gets the best year done this year.
That's awesome. It's really infectious, guys, and really your workout. This is crazy.
Yeah, you're really killing it so far in this first week.
Keeping it every day better.
Every day better.
Thanks so much.
In January of 2008, CFVR, aka Mix 103.7, went live for the first time. In those years, many have worked for Mix 103.7, and these.
Teen and on to 2017, I think, is how long I was there for. Such a great time, and I remember Amanda Prop. I went to broadcasting school with her, so we had already known some stuff on her pants and needed me to bring in a pair of pants for her to wear. So, I did. I didn't know at the time that they were actually prank calling me on air to try to figure out
is a part of our mixed heritage. That might be the goofiest one yet so far, but it's very fitting.
Not quite sure for his timeline of working here. It was 2016, not 2017.
That's when he made the switch? That's so funny. All I can picture is Joey, though. I'm wearing everything you own, Chandler. Mm-hmm. Could I be any more Chandler?
Which brings me, your truth is the most powerful tool we all have. And I'm especially proud and inspired by all the women here. We became the story.
Crazy speech. This will be DeMille Award acceptance speech. And I looked it up on Wikipedia. What exactly is that award for? It is for outstanding contributions to the world of entertainment. This is the first black woman to have ever won the award. Previously, the first black man was... It's amazing. And she really, I mean, she has the time and as well she should for winning such a huge award to really give the speech. She talks about her mother, scenario when she actually saw as a child Sidney Poitier winning the award. Mm-hmm. And now it's not lost on her as an adult that there would be young children watching. So it was pretty fantastic. And then she had another 10 minutes of speech behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Backstage style.
But in a very elegant and diplomatic way, just kind of brought to light and put her two cents into what has happened over the last few months and why everybody was wearing black. And
something you feel kind of dumb for having done it. You think, I thought I would be smarter by now. But apparently, it reads, dang, my first cruising experience was on the Norwegian Sky last week, and it wasn't pleasant. But I'm so thankful we weren't on the Norwegian breakaway that got caught in the bomb cyclone. They should have paid more attention to the weather. There's a video attached where it's just like crashing waves and like icy mist, and just like they must have all been tossing and turning and probably tossing their, you know,
a
lunches
lot of green
up
faces
as well. Yeah, exactly. Doesn't look, and probably not going to get many many shifts in 2018.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Like if I make a captain or air pilot.
Yeah, exactly. None of the above.
No,
we only have
thank
the
goodness
the ear eardrums of people at our disposal.
The greatest moments from last week's morning show on Mix 1.
Of the Montreal Protocol, NASA has announced they have found evidence of the hole in the ozone layer finally healing. And according to their models, the hole should be all but gone by like 2060.
Radiation can fix the world, but who could have known? They just keep denying it.
Yeah. That's getting us somewhere.
In the music world, Lana Del Radiohead is the story of the day. Tom York and his friends claim that their song Creep is the direct inspiration for Lana's track Get Free.
And if it's true, then she's definitely not getting near a cooling vent on the roof of Trump Tower.
Not to be confused with the dumpster fire that appears
in a different building. That one's in the White House. Yes. That is your daily catch-up. Clearly, we're not leaving the wild fashions of 2017 in 2017. They're busting into 2018. And apparently, for all the young, new, daring brides out there, there is a new thing to wear instead of the dress. And it's a nearly naked wedding jumpsuit, apparently.
With more than 200 Swarovski crystals.
Yeah. Wow. Just sounds super opulent and expensive.
But it doesn't look that bad.
No.
Like, I wouldn't wear it during the ceremony part. I mean, I wouldn't wear it at all, first of all. But, like, if I was attending a wedding and someone wore it in the evening portion at the dance.
To the reception.
Mm-hmm. And then with pictures. So basically, there's just the lace covering the private areas. And then the rest, you can just see her body. But then it's with, like, another picture has this massive red cape around it. And that looks pretty good.
It depends on how you dress it up, I guess.
Yeah.
She was in that, like, diamond suit. It's basically, you know, similar.
Well, a performer on a stage and in a video is different than someone walking down the aisle at a wedding.
I have been to some weddings. I have DJed some weddings in my time, and I have seen some very agreeable with the party brides who have maybe had a few too many drinks throughout. For the first time in those years, many have worked for Mix 103.7.
When asked for my favorite story during my time at Mix, it was a really difficult one to answer. So many great experiences, from co-hosting with Sean to travel the world and broadcast in Ocho Rios and NASA. And my memory that stands out the most is our first Halloween party. I showed up dressed like a cop. They gave me open bar, which I fully Vegas to see Britney. I burst into tears because I'm not even kidding. I wanted to keep it. Not my proudest moment. I need to laugh about it. Happy 10th anniversary, Mix. I miss you.
Ray has officially announced that, yes, she is being sued big time by Radiohead. The lawsuit is real. She says that she doesn't think her song gets...
But it sounds very similar to their song.
It will be for the courts to actually give the decision and figure out the moving forward if she's able to even use that song on future prints of the records, blah, blah, blah. But what's more important than what the courts think is what your opinion is. Let's let you decide. Okay, so here, of course, is Lana up front. Here's her song, Get Free.
I'm doing it for all of us. I never got the
So a few years ago that came out, many, many years ago, Creep.
Skin makes me cry. Float like a feather.
Pretty similar other places, but not even realizing that you are getting them from these places.
Collective hive mind. A dozen people having the exact same idea as you at the same time. We all live in the same world in the present. But you have to get it out with your name on it first. And I think clearly Radiohead did this.
Summertime Sadness is a song.
That's accurate.
Big fans.
If you do, I mean, people are already mashing up these songs together to prove just how similar they do sound. But if you like mashups, going music nerd on you, there's a great All With Biggie Smalls songs. And it's like one of the best weird album mashup things that I've ever heard. Is Biggie on your list? Oh, intervention here. What did you do in the 90s?
The funniest moments from last week's Mix Morning Show on today's best music. Mix 103.7.
Something I can very relate to. Jennifer Lawrence was getting ready to go to these after parties with Emma Stone. She had her hair and makeup team there. That I can't really understand. Big smoky eye, so you can imagine what one eye looks like and the other eye doesn't. When Emma Stone's like, no, I don't want to go. I'm just going to come to your place and we'll hang out there.
And maybe, I'm inferring here, crack a bottle of wine or eight.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And
that you didn't want to go. You just wanted to come over to my house. So I sent my hair and makeup team home. And now this is what I look like.
Other than the hair and makeup team, they're just like us.
So her eyes are uneven, and I think that is every girl's problem. Is when you're, and then you make it worse, and then like 10 minutes later, you have 50 layers of eyeshadow on you, but now since you've kept going, it's too late to go back and take it all off and restart, because you're already half an hour late for where you're supposed to be. So
everybody's angry at you, and so this is life now.
Yeah,
this
life would be much simpler if I had a hair and makeup team.
JT's Filthy. People having some mixed reactions to the brand new music. Keith, well, he's having fun time with it. This is Healthy.
You're like one of maybe three people.
It takes 4 minutes to get through the song, but it grew on me by the end of that 4 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It has grown on me as well.
A teacher in Louisiana was arrested this week, but not for any predatory behavior.
Missing lesson being added to the plan for her students.
Yeah. There's next
one. The hottest desert in the world was left partially covered in white over the weekend.
Experience. I mean, you can't go very far, and no matter what you do, you're still just going to get sand everywhere.
I've gone sandboarding in Australia, and I just had sand in every part of my crevice for days. Not enjoyable.
In January of 2008, CFVR, aka Mix 103.7, and these are their stories. It's Craig Picton.
Everyone was in the station by about 4 a.m., and the morning show, Nick and Amanda, were kind of pacing around. They were nervous as all heck. They got the mayor on, Melissa Blake, at the time. They had a quick chat with her, and she welcomed us to the airwaves, and then they had this big montage that we made up. At that time, we'd had music on the air, but that was it, so no one got to hear any personalities or any of the jingles or just, like, crazy. I mean, after that, that happened, we had Pink play, and then the whole morning show, and then right through the midday show, and then my show with Tyron Ault when we were doing Afternoon Drive. We kept asking people in Fort McMurray, call us if you like the station, tell us what you think, and the phone lines, it was just like a Christmas tree. Like, it did not.
Waiting for a station like this, it's nuts, we love it.
It was great.
This is a part of our Mix heritage.
Just like a fine wine or George Clooney, the Mix Morning Show gets better with time. More from last week's show coming.
Fire and Fury, the Allied bombing of Germany from 1942 to 1945, is now a bestseller because people are buying the wrong book. They're looking. Ew. It's all too real because I feel like. Yeah.
They're like, and then they wind up with you.
Oh, okay, great. It's like people are looking for Keanu Reeves and they get Steve Reeve instead.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I moved here. I was like, yes, I'm going to have someone great. And then I got
exactly.
stuck with you.
That's how I can roll. Author Randall Hansen, he's not complaining. And
I wouldn't be either.
Hopes that people are learning something about World War II now.
Maybe that's the key. If you want to put out a book, just put it under a really... Get more proceeds.
The Golden Globes evening. And yes, it was a lavish affair filled with rich people giving each other accolades. And it seems so far away and distance from us down here. There's a lot of different varying opinions, different sides, different thoughts on it. And that's a good thing. It means the conversation is going. It means the thought has been provoked. A more honest conversation there is. Now, one of the big things that has come out after the Golden Globes is people saying, ha, to those wearing Time's Up pins and speak otherwise. One of them at the forefront of the conversation appears to be James Franco now, who did win an award at the Golden Globes for his work on The Disaster Artist playing Tommy Wiseau. And that gave him a moment right in front of all the cameras. Absolutely ridiculous. And he knows why. Maybe he does. Maybe he really, really does. However, he did have a chance to give comment. He was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he went. Doing interviews are asking these hard questions now and not letting it go by the wayside. I mean, like, just dismiss this and that. Franco says he supports it. He really, truly does. And he supports believing in those who come forward with their stories of being victimized, no matter what gender they are. Believe that. I think his heart's in the right place. It's just, these are still just words. You know what I mean? Giving some room for improvement. It's a good thing to allow yourself to say the actions do speak louder than words. This is what James Franco had to say at the very end of the interview.
I can't, the way I live my life, I can't live if there's restitution to be made. I will make it. So if I've done something wrong, I will fix it. I have to. I think that's how that works.
I think that's how that works, James. So if people are coming forward with stories and there's proof, it's for a whole bunch of people. Margot Robbie was just saying to Ellen, she's telling Ellen, well, actually, she was telling the audience of Ellen's show, her and her husband having to postpone their honeymoon. They did so. They finally got to go and do it. They went hiking. They went like on this magical adventure, went to like an jumped back into reality and jumped back into the crowds. And then this happened.
And they're like really short and there's nothing underneath. So they're, you know, he gets on his bicycle to ride there. And I was like, whoa. I was like, hey, he's like, you cannot wear those shorts. They're like, you know, I can see everything. And he was like, oh, come on. Who are we going to run into? I mean, was for so long. So I was like, yeah, you're right. I mean, who are we going to see? And so we walk into the gym and running on a treadmill is Ellen.
And
even the best bit, but already Tom and I are like, oh my God. And Tom's face is like just gone white. And you're like, hi. And I was like, oh my gosh, Ellen, so lovely to meet you. And you're like, this is my wife, Portia. I was like, lovely to meet you, Portia. I was already starstruck. And then you're like, Have you met Obama? And we were like, what? And standing next to them is former President Barack Obama.
She went on to say that her husband had to put a towel over his crotch because of these very revealing shorts, and he was stretching. And when Ellen and Obama are there, you gotta be careful when anybody is there, really, but like even more so.
I can't even imagine. I would have left. I would have said, I forgot something very essential to my workout. Bye forever.
Yeah.
They are giving new meaning to the phrase baby shower on cribs will magically appear.
They used to just put perfume samples in magazines. Now they've got free pregnancy tests. I, you know what?
Question mark. Anyway.
Drake's Torontonia in a restaurant. Pick 6 just opened.
It may have felt like forever, but the wait is over for what food critics are calling too good. And if you book Marvin's room, enjoy the menu back to back all the way until it's 5 a.m. in Toronto and someone says, hold on, we're going home. Try the passion fruit. Slow clap. And Harvey Weinstein is in the news again.
Knuckle sandwich. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, we would have. I
have this really weird urge, and it's on my bucket list where I just want to clock somebody. And obviously, like, I need a good reason to do it. You can't just go up and hit people. That's not right. But it's just, it's something I want to do.
I'm going to live in fear now. Come into the
Don't
studio.
Don't make me mad, Steve. Today.
The greatest moments from last week's morning show on Mix 103.7.
I had this really weird thought, and I need to preface this. And I just thought, isn't it so funny? Like, we all just, at some point during at night, we all just are horizontal in our bed. 1,000 people, at least. I mean, there's a lot of night workers in Fort McMurray.
Totally.
Are just sleeping. 80,000 plus people. Like, we're all just laying horizontal. We're like, I'll just shut down for a few hours.
About all kinds of different behavior. Like, I'll do something and I'm like, I wonder how many people do this or are doing this right now. Totally. Totally. I get that.
How many people are sleeping?
I find the fact that we have to sleep, period, like, kind of oddly fascinating. Obviously, it seems kind of humdrum because we do it every night. Whatever. Everybody has to sleep. But when you really do think, I totally agree with you, though. It's just, why do we need sleep? And then you hear about, like, articles about.
My friend's mom told me, and I'm 99% sure it's a lie. I have not done research into it. But she's like, if you drink a lot of water, you don't need as much sleep.
What?
Hydration is key to everything in life.
You gotta do both. I don't even understand. If you drink too much, you won't be able to sleep because you have to get up and pee.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what she said, and I've never looked into it.
Going on here with my co-host, folks, because we're talking spacey sleep story. It's just randomly. It's like, hey, so anyways, I was just... What are you holding? All the chocolate
results. It's a couple pounds of chocolate. But it's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault at all.
Our co-worker, Andrew's fault. Who they were on sale apparently. I don't know where. Black market candy.
Yeah, this post-holidays.
Anyway, they're like 99 cents, did he say? And it's these little chocolate balls in the tin foil.
And the little bells.
I have probably eaten about 15 this morning.
Yeah.
Again, good job. I didn't have resolutions for the New Year's because he's squashed any of them. Yeah. And also yesterday, 3 people in the office. Absolutely, I do. Yeah. Because anytime I eat unhealthy, I'm like, it's like a little vacation throughout my day. Like, it's just,
reality.
Yeah, you eat healthy. Well, try to eat healthy. And then when I eat something unhealthy, I'm like, this is like, I'm just going on like a little vacation for my 5 minutes. And then you enter back into reality and...
Going to the Isles of Melted Cheese for a little while.
And it's beautiful.
It's lovely that there is a pile of tin foil beside you at your desk right now.
It is
now.
So
it's
sad. Like, as we're talking, I'm currently unwrapping one. Like, I just... if like, you hear crinkling...
In January of 2008, CFVR, a.k.a. Mix 103.7, went live for the first time. In those years, many have worked for Mix 103.7, and these are their stories. Yes, it's Steve Reeve, and I was doing the evening show. I remember one particular fateful December microphone. It was just a kind of changing of the guards situation where the afternoon drive host was just getting off the air. I was just getting settled in the studio, and our boss at the time, program director at the time, came to just let me know something really innocuous, like the new format for how something was going to be printed. It's going to look different from now on. Super riveting and exciting. When all of a sudden I see his face light up, and I don't mean light up with excitement, I mean light up with illumination, with lights, and the look on his face went to pure terror as a truck barreled across the sidewalk and literally into the studio at 9904 Franklin Avenue. Apparently is because things were a little bit slick and the driver of the truck just came in a little hot, you know what I mean? Hit the brakes, just slid right across, and I don't know if there was something in the water at the time, but that was a year where there were several vehicles turning business fronts into drive-thrus. Heritage. I don't know how we're getting through this break. I don't know how we're going to do this. I just need to play the clip. Okay. Okay, the setup is, you know that new AI that you've got in your house? You probably call her Alexa. Well, lesson of the day. is don't let your Alexa babysit your child. Here's what happens when Alexa attempts to destroy a child's innocence.
Play Ticker Ticker.
Is it Alexa?
For porn detected. Porno ringtone. Okay. Hot chick amateur girl quality
no,
sexy.
No.
No.
No ringtone.
Alexa, stop.
Oh, no. No. Set your parental safety controls when you set up Alexa. And like, it looks like he's like, did I do something wrong? And they're like, no, it's not you. It's the little AI. It's the Echo Dot. Oh, my God. Okay, one more time.
Yeah.
Taught to play wheels.
You want to hear a station for porn detected. Porno ringtone. Hot chick amateur girl quality
no,
sexy.
No.
No.
No ringtone.
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, stop. Oh, man. Oh, that is definitely not Wheels on the Bus.
Say, what song is he even requesting?
More of the greatest.
Jerry Seinfeld's comedian.
Oh, yeah, Getting Coffee. Yeah.
It's on Netflix. As a kid, commercials would really change like his perspective on some things, which I can totally relate. Because as a child, you know, you like riding your bike. You like hanging out with your friends. Like, these are certain things in your life, and you know life is good at that point. And then you see, let's say, like, a tampon commercial, and you're like, this is going to be a problem in my future. Yeah. I don't know what this is and why she's happy about playing the blue Kool-Aid. And then, or, like, I would always ask my mom about Viagra commercials when I was a little kid because...
Cialis. Yeah.
Yeah, because they would never explode. So
are
I
they
just,
next to tampons yeah. in the grocery store?
And then we'd sometimes watch NASCAR on Sunday. My mom would never tell me. She's like, you'll find out one day, honey.
She might as well have said, like, it's open to interpretation. If it's, if you like racing, then you like, never mind. Yeah. Getting too far into it for a child. I never really thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right.
I was always so inquisitive about commercials and would just ask and ask. And my mom's like, can you just stop, please?
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Eventually. It's very we happen to get a little quick chat with. This is fantastic news.
First off, congratulations on being named to Team Canada to represent the country at the Olympics. What went through your mind when you first heard?
So a cumulative process. We kind of slowly, as you do better or if you do better throughout the season or with certain results, you kind of get a better feel as to whether or not you're going or not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really pinpoint like a definitive, definitely makes it quite official, but I've been looking forward to it and excited about it all throughout last season. Maybe after the Quebec World Cup last season, I got a podium and that really helped secure my position, I suppose. And I was being told by coaches and staff and stuff that was definitely a result that put me forward and I was excited, but you can't really get too excited until
it's official.
I'm going to be too excited or thinking my run, and I hope to at the very least make finals, and if so, hopefully like a podium or something. I hope to do as best I can.
And so who would you say is one of your biggest competitors going in?
There's quite a few. With slopestyle especially, it's such a there's a lot of features to put together in year one run kind of thing, and there's a lot of girls out there that on any given day they could and they have podium. Anderson from the U.S. and Anna Gasser has been riding really well from Austria, and Celia Norendal from Norway, Anni Ruukkijärvi from Finland. There's a heavy good field.
What is your maybe message? We do have the Alberta Winter Games here in Wood Buffalo whilst the Olympics is going on. Maybe what's your message to young athletes who have a dream of one day stepping on the Olympic stage?
I would say...
Anything else that you want to mention or we should be aware of?
Not that I can think of, just that I hope to do well, and I'm really excited to be representing Fort McMurray and Canada itself, and I think it should be a great Olympics. And Canada has a pretty strong
team. Your World Cup competitions. I know we, along with the rest of Fort McMurray, will be cheering you on.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Monday.
We make the big announcement.
Be there.
At 7:10 a.m.
It's the 10th anniversary. This time, we've been sharing some stories from the past 10 years with Mix 103.7, especially focusing on the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So today, we are hearing from the very...
CFVR, a.k.a. Mix 103.7, went live for the first...
In that major boom, and we came to town in about September with a goal of
building the radio station and having it on the air by December. Everybody figured it wouldn't happen, but through some great work and some great partners that we had up there, we got it. Unity. Options are great. Competition is good. The radio market was strong. Built on time as part of that story I was telling earlier. But all in all, I just think what really takes me back to Fort McMurray after our launch, the average age was about 30 years. It's probably a little older now. But just the quality of people and the quality of work. And just, I met so many outstanding individuals. It was truly a pleasure.
This is a part of our mixed heritage.
It seems like everybody's coming out to help out with the Morgan family.
Yeah, we have over 90, as of yesterday, it was 93 businesses, hundreds of volunteers to help out 3-year-old Lily Morgan, who was born with congenital heart failure. So we've spoke to project manager Billy Martin, who's spearheaded this whole thing. Tell me a bit about this more.
Through some networking on Facebook, I have a couple fundraisers on a pretty desperate situation back in April and May, and they were actually trying to organize their own benefit concert.
Mm-hmm.
And they started talking to April, and the little girl who I did my first fundraiser for back in 2014, she passed away from cancer, and her name was Chloe, and I found out that that's Lily's older sister's name.
Right.
And the oldest sister's name is Brianna, who is my daughter.
Oh, no.
So I was like, it's a sign, Kay, I'm helping you. And we did a small fundraiser. They were so desperate, they only gave me a week to organize it at the Newfie Club, and we did both ends with them through that. And I was babysitting the kids. Well, it was November 2nd because it was Game 7 of the World Series. And I was looking around, and they're going on the Make-A-Wish trip on the 16th. So it all started out as a lot of people in different trades. And they're like, oh, well, we'll do this. Well, we'll do this. And it kind of gave us an account to get materials ordered. And Fort McMurray just...
needed to be changed in the house. What was wrong with the house? And that was also kind of affecting... Lily.
Aside from, I mean, the Thallery has the cleanest air possible. That's what she needs with the HRV systems, the HEPA filters, the systems so it doesn't attack her back. And it's an 84 mobile, so along with just being that old, they had a couple missions apart. It was to do with how it was insulated up top. It was creating a vapor lock, and it was dripping down the wall, and there was nowhere for it to go. It was a mold issue that the restoration companies were basically fixing the symptoms, not the problem, to no fault of their own, because it didn't look damaged up top, but water runs downhill. So no matter what they were doing, you have knowledge of it or have the time or money to rip it apart like we are. A regular homeowner, they kept on band-aiding it and patching. You know, by the time they fixed the restaurant in town, we've got Culligan water here, 30 jugs of water, commercial coffee machines, first aid tents being set up, security tents. The only thing that's going to be original from the trailer is a few outside walls and the frame. So we've got everything. Forest City Woodworking donated a $20,000 kitchen.
Wow.
4 electrical companies working together. 3 exterior companies that are normally competition out, under one roof, you know, to for the greater cause kind of thing. And I've had a couple companies that actually, they got in a fist fight on the job back in July, and I had them at the same table. They shook hands and they're like, we'll do it for the site.
That's great. And then you want this all wrapped up by January 24th when the family returns from their trip, right?
Yes, we're getting them picked up. They get back at midnight on property about 5 o'clock-ish. There's been a new minivan donated already by Legacy Dodge that's going to be part of the reveal. Newfie Club fundraiser that's happening this Saturday. Then we've got the concert. We've got 6 or 7 different acts, all different genres, from all in one show at the Lion's Den at the 20th. Which is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same night on the 20th, we have the family from Disneyland being Skyped or something. Technology's not my thing. up onto the big screen at the Kasdan Center with the Disneyland behind them, kind of just like the show, right during the intermission.
So you've spoke about businesses putting their issues aside. You expected to get so much support when you first took on this job?
So looking back now, I hoped for it. Did I expect it? I mean, maybe on the, you know, the optimist side of things. Did I expect to be able to, you know, get a house renovated? Sure, but the extent of it, has gone above and beyond.
It's just, we hear time and time again how...
3.7.